everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I was sitting here just thinking about something that crossed my mind and I wanted to share with you today. It's about how sometimes we are waiting for things to happen, how we pray for certain things to come to pass in our life, like doors opening or our careers excelling or just elevating in life, you know, those moments where we're praying for more in our lives and we don't realize that sometimes it's the people around us that are blocking our blessings. Sometimes I feel like God won't let things happen because we don't have the right people around us, or it's because we have people that don't serve us around us. A while back, I had a really close friend. I'm going to share a personal story. I had a very, very close friend that I loved dearly. It's a couple years ago. And long story short, we just parted and went our separate ways. And it hurt me super dearly that we had parted ways. And there was just no way to fix this friendship that we had. And I immediately started to notice that once this person was out of my life, I started to create circles with really amazing people. I started forming friendships with some amazing women. I started to get opportunities that honestly I would have shared with this person. And I started to realize when I started looking back that this person was going to be toxic to the opportunities. This person would not be a good piece to these opportunities. Like, this person was never meant to be a piece of the puzzle. And I think I was getting closer to bigger blessings, getting closer to prayers being answered. And as I started to surround myself with the right business people, the right friendships, the right circles, I started getting more supported. I started elevating. I started growing. And even now, years later, when I look back, I think, oh my God, that person would have never fit my future. They would have never fit in where I am now. And even speaking as of today, like with the radio and the events and things that are going on in my life, I look back and I think, this person would have just literally probably ruined certain things in my life. And, you know, would have probably been speaking bad on some of the new people that are in my life, but probably because of jealousy or envy. And I don't think this person is a bad person. You know, I still see them around from time to time. And I'll say hi and I'm cordial and I keep it, you know, very nice and light and keep it moving. But this person is just someone who is so focused on, I'm this way and this is the way I am. And you can't have those type of people around you. It's not beneficial to an environment that's growing. When you are trying to grow, you want to plant yourself in good soil. You want to surround yourself in a good environment. You want to be around things that are going to give you light and give you nourishment and feed your soul and feed your spirit and uplift you so that you can grow. When you are in a growing phase in your life, you have to continue to place yourself in environments and areas and spaces that nourish you. You have to surround yourself with friends that pour into you. You don't want to go somewhere where all people are doing is just sucking the life out of you, draining you, complaining, you know, making excuses for their laziness, making excuses for the way that they are. Because guess what? You pick up those habits. That energy that they are feeding you, that they are giving off, you are eating that. You are ingesting that, whether you are thinking about it or not. It is happening. And if you are trying to grow and you are just ingesting this negative energy, this doubt, this darkness, this jealousy, this envy, this competitive, this why you, why not me energy, well, you're going to stay down. That is going to weigh you down. And so God is going to look and say, I'm ready to bless you, but not with those people that you have around. I am ready to bless you, but not in that environment that you are in. I am ready to bless you, but are you ready to make the changes that are essential for growth? And that is where today we have to really take accountability and take a look around at our environments. And it's not the fault of the people that are around you that aren't growing, because everyone is on their own journey. It is not the fault of the people around you that are negative, because maybe they don't know any better. Maybe they didn't have good role models. Maybe they don't have the mindset or the discipline the way you do. So they're not the ones to blame. It's us that are to blame for allowing, for knowing that we are growing, for knowing that we are on a different journey, for knowing that we are on a trajectory that is elevating us and taking us higher. It is our fault for seeing it and not moving from it. And you don't have to be so cruel to cut people off. My situation was a little different because it's just, you know, certain instances happen. But I always tell people, like, learn to compartmentalize your people. Some people are fun to go have dinner with once a month. Some people are fun to go on a hike with. Some people you call and keep it brief and check on them. I don't like cutting people off, but I do believe in compartmentalizing people in your life. I do believe there's people that you hang out with on occasions, and there's people you talk with on a daily. And this is where your knowledge has to kick in. Your, what is the right word I'm looking for? You know, just you knowing the right from wrong in your life, because you are accountable for your life. You are accountable for those steps in your life. You are accountable for your journey. So take a step back, take a look around, be honest. Who are the weights in your life? What is God waiting for you to do today to be able to elevate you? Who are the people around you that God is saying, I am ready to bless you, but not with those people around? Time to make some adjustments. You don't have to be mean about it. You don't even have to make an announcement about it. It can be something you do in silence. It can be something you just do in your mind. It doesn't have to be any circus performance. It doesn't have to be anything out of the ordinary. It's just small, minor changes that you make in your life and in yourself and in your mind and in your heart, because your spirit is calling you to do it. Until next time, God bless.